Hello and welcome back to the Daf in Practice. This is Aryeh Leibowitz, and today we learned Brachos Daf Chaf. And one of the things that we mentioned in Brachos and Daf Chaf is we had a Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah told us that Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim are all putter from Tefillin. So the Rashi and Tosos are bothered. What do you mean Ketanim are putter from Tefillin? What kind of Ketanim are we talking about? Are we talking about Ketanim that are at the age of Chinuch or Ketanim that are below the age of Chinuch? So Rashi says, that even a katan that's higia lechinuch, we're talking about, that he's pater from tefillin. So Tosfos just points out that seems to be incorrect. It can't be that a katan that's higia lechinuch is pater from wearing tefillin. No, it's not true. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that katan ayodeo lishmor tefillin, aviv chayiv liknaso tefillin. If you have a child who knows how to protect his tefillin, knows how to guard his tefillin, then his father has to buy him tefillin. So it sounds like when he's chayiv in chinuch, when he's higiel chinuch, he is chayiv in tefillin. So how could our Mishnah say that a katan shehigiel chinuch is pater from tefillin? And for that reason, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. But I thought this might be a good time to discuss at what age it's appropriate for a katan to put on tefillin. And I find this to be a fascinating topic because it's the only case I am aware of where there is a beferish gemara that tells you what age you should put on tefillin for a child, tells you what age to do a mitzvah. There's a beferish halach in Shulchan Aruch that goes with an entirely different thing than what the gemara says. And then the common practice is against both the beferish gemara and the beferish halach in Shulchan Aruch. How's that so? The gemara says when he's yodei lishmar tefillin. How old is a kid when he knows how to be shomer his tefillin? Rashi says in Sukkah, shomer his tefillin means he's not going to go into the bathroom with it. The Balatruma says it means that he's going to watch it b'tahara k'elisha bal kanafayim, meaning that he's not going to sleep in it, he's not going to pass gas in it. How old does a child have to be to have that level of shmirah over his tefillin? 10 years old? 11 years old? Right? That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Yet the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, when the Ramah talks about, based on a Bala Iter, when the Ramah talks about the proper age that a child should be to put on tefillin, the Mechaber says, katan yodei lishmar tefillin, but then the Ramah says that we're knowing like the Bala Iter, that only when a child is 13 years old and one day. That's how the Ramah writes. That he says, v'yeshomrim d'hai katan davka shu ben yud gimel shanim v'yom echad kein nahagu ve'ein l'shanos. He says, that's our minhag, this is in Siman Lamed Zayin Siv Gimel, and one should not veer from the minhag. So again, the Gemara says, when he's like 11 years old, when he's yodei lishmar tefillin. The Ramah says, when he's bar mitzvah and not a day before his bar mitzvah, only when he becomes a bar mitzvah. So it's a fascinating discussion just to figure out how the Ramah could say that if it's against the Gemara. So some of the Acharonim suggest that what the Ramah must have meant was that the way the Ramah must have understood the Gemara is that when the Gemara says katan yadei lishmar tefillin, katan actually means a bar mitzvah boy, and that not every bar mitzvah boy gets tefillin. It's actually when the Gemara is saying yadei lishmar tefillin, he's not telling us kula, so to speak, to put on tefillin at a younger age. It's telling us a chumrah that not every bar mitzvah boy should get tefillin, because if he's a bar mitzvah boy and he doesn't know how to be shomer the tefillin, then he shouldn't get tefillin. And the Ramah is just telling us, but we have the right nowadays to assume that every bar mitzvah boy is yodei lishmar tefillin enough that he could put on tefillin. But that's a very different understanding of the Gemara. Mari v'Rabbi Rav Shechter in the Sefer Mipnine Arav says a little bit of a different understanding in this Ramah. That really, of course, the halach is yodei lishmar tefillin, but we have a practice nowadays that we minimize the amount of time that we wear tefillin. Meaning it used to be that people would wear tefillin all day long, but we no longer do that. Why do we no longer do that? Because we assume that we're not as capable of keeping a gufnaki, of keeping a clear mind, and that's why we only put on tefillin for shacharis. We don't even put it on for mincha, let alone wearing it all day long. So part of that practice of limiting the amount of time that we put on tefillin includes not having ketanim putting on tefillin when they are yodei lishmar tefillin. Rav Vadi Yosef in the Tshuva and Yechav Adas suggests that for svardim, they actually should put on tefillin a year or two before the bar mitzvah, because yodei lishmar tefillin. It happens to be that not all tzitz aliyazer and Gimel Siman Yud points out that not all Sephardic poskim hold that way, like Rav Avadia Yosef, but that's what Rav Avadia Yosef suggests to do. Now, what about the minhagim that we have? We have so many different practices of putting on tefillin at different ages. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Nid Beis quotes a Magen Avram that the minhag is to put on tefillin 2 or 3 months before the bar mitzvah, and l'chora that's against everything. So you have to say that either he holds like the Rama that you really chayv in tefillin only at the age of bar mitzvah, but the kid's not going to know how to do it, so you need 2 or 3 months just to get him accustomed to putting on tefillin. Or he holds like the Mechaber that really yodei lishmar tefillah, but in his assessment that most bar mitzvah boys are not yodei lishmar until 2 or 3 months before the bar mitzvah. In the Sefer Shulchan Gavoa, they quote that Ga'onei Olam had the minhag a year or two before bar mitzvah. The Bir Alachi quotes from Prima Gadim, like the Bach, that Ben Yud Beis Shana that learns, that goes to yeshiva, should put on tefillin by the age of 12. In the Sefer Migdal Oz, he says that the minhag is to start putting on tefillin a half a year before the bar mitzvah. And then the most common custom is that which is quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan writes that the minhag is 1 month before the Zman, and some of the commentaries point out that this likely relates to the Gemara in the first parak of Pesachim of Shaul and Vidarshim Bilchus HaChag Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, that it takes 30 days to learn all the halachas of something and to get accustomed to something, and that seems to be the most prevalent practice, to put on tefillin 30 days before the bar mitzvah. But it's certainly not set in stone. Sometimes people have shailas if the boy is going to be bar mitzvah, they're going to be at the kotel 36 days before the kid's bar mitzvah, so can they put on tefillin then? So the answer is obviously yes, meaning there are no there's no clear number of days before the bar mitzvah that a child has to be wearing tefillin. So again, to summarize, the din of the Gemara is when he's yodei lishmar tefillah, and that's what the Mechaber paskens, and that's why Rav Avadia Yosef says that Sfardim should already put on tefillin a couple of years before the bar mitzvah. The din of the Rama, based on the Bali Iter, is only at the bar mitzvah, only when he's already a bar mitzvah boy, and that's based on, we have 2 explanations of what that's based on, either because the katan in the Gemara means bar mitzvah boy, or because we generally minimize the amount of that we put on tefillin, and then the third thing, which is the minhag is that we put on tefillin some number of months before the bar mitzvah. Some say 6 months, some say a year, some say 2 or 3 months, and the Aruch HaShulchan says 1 month, which I think is the most common practice. Have a wonderful day.